Very soon the door opened, and Madame Forestier and de Marelle appeared, heavily veiled, surrounded by the charming mystery necessary to a rendezvous in a place so public. As Duroy greeted the former, she took him to task for not having been to see her. Then she added with a smile, "Ah, you prefer Madame de Marelle. The time passes more pleasantly with her." Madame de Marelle exclaimed,
"Bring the gentlemen whatever they want. As for us, we want nothing but champagne."
The various courses were duly served, and then the guests began to chat. They discussed a scandal which was being circulated about a society belle. Duroy said with a smile, "How many would abandon themselves to a caprice, a dream of love, if they did not fear that they would pay for a brief happiness with tears and an irremediable scandal?" Both women glanced at him approvingly. Forestier cried with a skeptical laugh, "The poor husbands." Then they talked of love. Duroy said, "When I love a woman, everything else in the world is forgotten." Madame Forestier murmured,
"There is no happiness comparable to that first clasp of the hand, when one asks, 'Do you love me?' and the other replies, 'Yes, I love you.'"
Madame de Marelle cried gaily as she drank a glass of champagne,
"I am less platonic,"